It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. We say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How are things going today, Josh?
Well, I knew it was going to rain this morning.
Well, why is that? You washed your car or you washed your truck yesterday?
Yeah, I washed my truck yesterday.
Yeah, so, yeah, I washed the car yesterday, too.
It was a nice day, of course it was going to rain.
Obviously.
Yep.
Definitely. It's your fault.
Well, your fault, too.
Yeah. Well, it's really a good thing, though, because we could use some rain. So,
you know, at church yesterday, all the farmers saying, we need rain. We need
rain. That's right. So we won't complain about
nope,
it.
Nope. So. Absolutely
right.
Not.
We'll be happy that it's not snow.
Yep. I'll just wash my car again.
Wash it again. That's right. Well, let's salute a veteran today, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Fireman First Class Aloysius Joseph Schubert. Aloysius was born on June 4th, 1920, in Worthington, Minnesota, and passed away on January 1st, 2004. He entered active duty in the United States Navy on July 20th, 1944, in Worthington, Minnesota. Was honorably discharged about a year and a half later on February 10th, 1946. He served aboard the USS Reuben James as a fireman first class. But before his Navy service, he did many stints in the U.S. Maritime Service, also known as the Merchant Marines. So he is a veteran twice over during World War II. So thank you, Aloysius, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Salute to the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to talk about increased access to health care today, and involve sprints somehow.
Yes. VA's initiative has expanded access to care for across the nation by offering night clinics, increasing the number of veterans scheduled into daily clinic schedules, and more. The VA sent out a news release on March 26th discussing this, and they announced that it has made it easier and faster for veterans to access VA healthcare nationwide through VA's access sprints. Sprints, as in running and
jogging and moving fast. Yes.
Yep. Okay. An initiative to expand access to care by offering night and weekend clinics and increasing the number of veterans scheduled into daily clinics and more. As a result of these sprints, VA saw approximately 25,000 more new patients from October of 23 to February of 24 compared to the same period last year. New patient appointments increased by 11%. 81% of VA medical centers saw more new patients than the same period last year. 12% fewer new patients are waiting more than 20 or 28 days for an appointment, and 14% fewer new patients are waiting for appointments with a community provider due to wait time eligibility. Expanding access to VA care is a top priority for the VA and the Biden administration. They've proven to be the best care in America for veterans. Veterans who receive VA health care have better health outcomes than non-enrolled veterans, and VA hospitals have dramatically outperformed non-VA hospitals in overall quality ratings, patient satisfaction ratings. They're also more affordable than non-VA health care for veterans. So they're delivering more care and more benefits to more veterans than ever before in our nation's history, setting an all-time record for health care appointments provided in 23. So they're undertaking this effort at a time when they're also expanding health care eligibility for millions of veterans nationwide under the PACT Act. As of March 5th, all veterans who are exposed to toxins and other hazards while serving in the military and meet certain requirements became eligible to enroll directly in VA health care beginning on March 5th of this year. It means that all veterans served in the Vietnam War, Gulf War, Iraq, Afghanistan, Global War on Terror, or any other combat zone after 9/11 will be eligible to enroll directly in VA health care without first applying for benefits. Additionally, veterans who never deployed but were exposed to toxins or hazards while training or on active duty in the U.S. will also be eligible to enroll, as well as every single World War II veteran now qualifies for VA health care. Those guys got to be late 90s.
That's right, getting up there.
Early 100s.
For sure.
So this increase in access to care is part of a nationwide VA access sprint to benefit all veterans who are eligible for VA care. Local facilities and regional networks spent several months designing and implementing locally driven innovations and tried and true practices. part of their ongoing strategy of multiple large-scale initiatives aimed at the goal of providing the soonest and best care for veterans. Focus was to improve timeliness, efficiency, capacity, and employee experience. This expansion of care is made possible in part by last year's record hiring in VA's Veterans Health Administration. They exceeded their hiring goals last year, growing at the fastest rate in 15 years and bringing in more than 61,000 new hires throughout the healthcare system to prepare for an increase in VA healthcare enrollment among veterans under the PACT Act. In total, the Veterans Health Administration now has more employees than ever before in VA's history, and retention efforts also led to a 20% decrease in turnover rate from 22 to 23. So a lot of good news there, and a lot of statistics that are showing how they've expanded and employee retention and all that good stuff.
That's a good thing.
Absolutely. It's always a good thing.
That's right.
This information will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. Might be something on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And you got that number here.
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. You can contact our office, but I'm only going to be in the office this morning, and I have a meeting from 11 to 1, and then I have to hit the road for a conference in Mankato that starts tomorrow. So I'll be out of the office from this afternoon until Friday this week. Next Monday, we may have to use some radio magic.
You can do that.
Yeah, the friend of mine that I served with was killed in a car accident.
Oh, that's too bad.
And his memorial service is on Monday in the city, so I pay my respect to him.
Right.
So.
All right. Well, anything else going on? You had the flag disposal.
Yes, we had the flag retirement ceremony in Dawson on Tuesday. It was well attended. The state commander was there. Oh, I had four bags myself.
Okay.
And but the weather was beautiful, and they went up quickly and respectfully.
So. Great. All right. Well, that's good. They do that periodically. So
that's right.
Yep. You got that drop box down there. So anytime they have a flag that needs to be disposed of properly, they can bring it over to your place there.
Yep. And you saw where the drop box is because you dropped them off.
I dropped some off there because they can drop them off here too. So we'll take them. So. All right. Sounds good. Well, Josh, appreciate the info, and we will talk to you again next Monday morning on another Vets Info on the Air.
Sounds good.
Josh Benega, Black Barrel Veteran Service Officer, with us this morning here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.